If you have been to Cable Beach and Broome early in the morning recently, you might have been lucky enough to spot one of the turtle hatchlings making the long journey from its nest in the dunes to the open ocean for the first time. Mid-January is peak hatching time, based on reports from those involved in the turtle monitoring program of when the majority of flatback turtles nested. And there are several rookeries around the Kimberley for threatened turtles. 80 Mile Beach, Eco Beach, they're very popular nesting spots. But Cable Beach is known to be the most accessible. And hatchlings can draw quite a crowd. Tyne Logan spoke to some of the keen observers just north of the rocks.
We're watching a little baby turtle crawl. Have you seen a few this year?
I've seen two now. Today's the second one. This is definitely a lot further up the beach. Yeah, it kind of looks like it's face planting a bit, but its back legs are going hard. Yeah, we walked down about 5 o'clock this morning and walked up to the end of the beach. And this one's hatched since we've been here.
It's a little hatchling making its way to the ocean. So it's going across the sand at the moment. Still got a way to go, unfortunately. I'm Philippa Vile.
I'm Natalie Beckett.
So we're monitoring on the turtle program for Parks and Wildlife.
It's quite low tide at the moment. How far is the distance that it's travelled, do you think?
About 150 maybe. It's probably got another 60 or so, maybe 80.
That's a fair way for a tiny little turtle. What is it, about 10 centimetres?
Yeah, it's pretty tiny.
I think they're designed for it. I think this is meant to be their life journey. But it does make it harder when there's neap ties and there's tyre ruts in it. And we just put a lot of challenges, I guess, in front of them.
It seems like it's maybe getting a little bit tired now. It's taking a few more breaks.
And also when the sun comes up, it starts to get disorientated.
Have you managed to speak to a few people who are out looking for them?
Everyone's down here and runs up to you like, any turtles this morning?
Yeah.
So every little turtle generally has a caregiver, watching them, helping them with their journey, ensuring the osprey doesn't catch them.
Chris Mitchell, I'm the coordinator of Native Animal Rescue Broome. This is one of the hatchlings from yesterday. He just got completely exhausted trying to get back into the water. There was a bit of surf and he was a bit pretty weak, so he kept getting tumbled and back onto the beach. So we took him into care for 24 hours just to let him strengthen up. And we're going to release him back on the beach this morning and see how he goes.
And that's enough time, is it, to strengthen him up usually?
We usually find 24 hours is just long enough to give him that little bit of extra energy.
How often does that happen?
This is the second one we've had this season. Last year we had at least 20 hatchlings in care over usually the 24-hour, 48-hour period. And then we release them back out into the ocean in the location where they hatch. Nature's pretty hard on them, they do survive. Hopefully in 30 years' time we'll see this little guy back nesting on Cable Beach, if it's a female.
They had a pattern on their back. They were like a hand size.
And you've got pretty small hands, don't you?
Yes.
Have you seen any before?
No.
Oh, I bet that was quite a treat then.
Yeah.
Is it something you want to do again?
Yeah.
Oh, stoked. They're so cute.
So small.
So tiny. Life is complete.
The size of your hand, do you reckon?
Literally the size of your hand, smaller.
About when did you start watching it?
Oh, what time? Like, of the June to like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Is it something that you reckon you'll keep doing, trying to catch them, or now you've seen one, ticked it off the list?
Definitely keep going. Yeah, they're so cute.
Some of the beach walkers recently on Cable Beach chatting to Tyne Logan about their excitement at seeing little baby turtle hatchlings. They are very, very cute, but they face such a perilous journey from their nesting site in the dunes all the way down to the water.